chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
EA Sports, EA Games, big up, man. Exactly.
Yeah,
keep it locked in.
My bed, left for dead, hungry, dry, I've been out to count.
Exclusive
out
business
the
room, right now.
To school, right to out the house. And no one picked me up, they told me I would never get it. So I just took it now, I'm a motherfucking critic. Ain't never been ashamed of course. Full speed television, I'm a racing horse. I aim to kill, don't play the sport. I don't know what it is y'all waiting for. Nobody gonna hold your hand, I did it, I stole my chance. I took it and ran, I played them all, I took a stand. Y'all small, y'all shook, y'all played the stand. Fuck all your plans, go ahead, go call your mans. Might as well call the ambulance, I'll break you down. I'll take you out, y'all never really had a chance. I'm sorry, one more, we can take it to war. I don't know what the fuck y'all take me for. Yeah, my mind, I take what's yours, I pull your blood from my support. I stayed hungry, nothing changed me, call me Young Shady. I don't give a fuck either way, no pain. I've been involved, I played the part, I took the hits, I did it all the way.
Send it out to the Bears Road Masters. Wicked vibes in the studio right now, keep it locked in.
Yeah, I could quit now and be a chump motherfucker, but I'd rather reload and just dump motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm busy in the clouds, you in the
cloud of dust. I'm in the G5, you missed the crowded bus. But I don't mean no harm, I'd rather work the beat. I knock out every day, but never hurt the weak. I stay inspired, my hunger keeping the fire living. I cook ambition, you are what you eat, so I'm ambitious. My vision's vivid, I see the mission as clear as day. Just take a listen, it's business, homie, I'm on my way.
Shouts out to Andrew Lysaw. Big up all the massive hitting us up on Twitter at RinceFM. Sounds of Zed Dead in the mix.
Killer, killer.
Zed Dead.
Says Dead Tim with the killer bits.
Killer, killer.
Dead, dead.
Send it out to the Twitter masses, some good tweets out there. Keep them coming, sounds of Zed's Dead in the mix.
Funny job.
fuckers when suckers see us, they duck us. Shoot. Funny job.
Cali, where's all our overseas massive? Get them tweets in at Rinse FM. Sounds of Zed's Dead in the mix. Keep it locked. Rinsing out some brand new stuff. Sounds of Zed's Dead. Fresh to your ears. Send out to the crew locked in Germany. Easy. This one's brand new, this has never been heard before. Rinse FM, keeping you fresh. Send it out to DJ Jester, enjoying the vibe, big up. Yes, out to the Facebook massive, Evan Jackson, Ahmed El Rafiq. Big, big, big vibes in the studio this week. Callers as well. Easy, everyone on the text. If you do want to send us a text, hit us up 07539 863117. Sounds of Rinse. Sounds of Zed's Dead exclusively in the mix right now. Myself, Plastician, taking a little back seat for a minute. Rolling through to the hours of 11 p.m. Switching up the styles. Zed's Dead live in the mix. Straight out of Toronto.
she come with the big bad bias.
Hit me.
The crew locked in San Diego, rocking out in the full car. Big up. Out to anyone locked overseas in the car. That's dedication right there, getting on the iPhone and all that. That's what you like to hear. Zed's Dead bringing the freshness right now. Send it out to the Utah Massive locked in. Yeah, we got Ray's bass locked in.
Hit me. Hit me.
Send it out to Kissy Sellout.
Lord Boy.
Brand spanking new music from Zed's Dead. Don't go nowhere, Rinse FM. Giving you just what you need. Sunday night business. Brand new and exclusive music, Zed's Dead in the mix.
Just lie.
enjoying the vibes right now. Sounds of Zed's Dead live in the mix. Out to everyone listening to this on the podcast. If you're locked in and you are enjoying the show, don't forget you can download the podcast online. All the W's.rinse.fm. Get yourselves to the podcast section. Switching up the styles once more. Sunday night business. Sounds of Rinse FM, Zed's Dead in the mix. We got Carney J. Allen.
If I don't get some shelter, oh yeah, I'm gonna fade away.
David McAuliffe.
Go around and see anything. under your skirt. That tight thing under your skirt, you know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, make me pant front, you know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, that tight thing under your skirt, you know what it worth. That thing under your skirt, make me pant front, I'm worried.
Big up Dylan Francis on this one, this too, see.
Alright. So that Zed's dead in the mix. We got everyone on the Twitter's been going nuts. So you guys are over here to do a short tour, some shows over here, right?
Yeah, we're just wrapping it up. Our last show's in Brighton coming up.
Nice, nice. That's when this Wednesday, right? At Audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good spot there, man. I like it down there. The kids know how to get down. It's like when it's a nice little dark club, it goes off in there. I did a gig there with Temper T. That was nuts. Like.
Yeah, Ricky Chillin.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm playing at, I think in like November or something, so... Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I like the club as well, man. It's got a nice vibe in there. Which room did you play in? There's two quite... Both rooms are good in there. Like, there's like the one with the bar and there's the dark one with the DJ booth in the middle of the back.
But yeah, there's a couple of decent rooms in there.
We played, I don't even know what room we were in. I was pretty messed up that night.
Oh yeah.
I took a nap in the club after our set. I was so mangled.
Yeah, that's when you know you're tired. That's the tour nap right there. Yeah, one in the club.
When there's dubstep blasting you.
Exactly.
And an MC just yelling.
Oh yeah, that's how we do it in London.
Hooks is actually famous for passing out in clubs.
I remember when I went to the States actually, and I toured with the Reflex crew, and just gonna play this track in the background, a little bed for us. Yeah, I toured with the Reflex guys, and the guy at the Grant, who ran the label, was also like, he used to play the first set at all the shows. And I remember the first night of the show we got there, of the tour, and he'd already been out in the States for like a couple of weeks. And he was so tired, he fell asleep on top of the bass bin, like, while I was DJing. I was like, that's a bit, taking a mick? Like,
if you can sleep through that, you can sleep through that. Actually, my manager is famous for that, you can sleep.
Yeah.
You can sleep to just about anything. Yeah, including lifts. You fell asleep in the elevator the other day.
Wow. But how long?
A good 25 minutes.
Wow.
You left him in there.
So were people getting in and out and using this elevator as well?
There was a guy waiting for the elevator, and we sent him up to about the 10th floor, passed out on the floor of the elevator, waiting for him to come back down.
That's rock star right there, I've got to say. So you guys have been like hitting it hard on the production from the sound of the mix. Like, obviously a lot of people who are listening to the show will be real familiar with Rumble in the Jungle. I've been playing that for a long time now.
Right.
And some other bits and bobs as well, like some of the remix stuff that you've done. And so what's going on for you in the studio at the moment? Are you working on an album or?
Well, the next big thing we got coming out is we got an EP on Matt DC coming out at the end of the month.
That's a good look, yeah.
We played one of the tunes, it was like the second last tune we played, it's called Under Your Skirt, which featuring Movado. And then that's the B-side, the A-side of that is Rumble in the Jungle, so the EP is actually called Rumble in the Jungle.
Wicked.
But besides that, just working on a crazy amount of tunes. I mean, most of the stuff that we played on the mix just now was stuff we actually had like a back catalog stuff just sitting around and stuff, and we figured we'd like put it out there or whatever, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of like what I do as well, man. Like, I sit on tunes forever. They're like 2 minutes long. I'll be playing loops of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Well, it's good. It's always a nice feeling when you actually get around to finishing tracks like that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the toughest thing to do, though.
Oh, man. It's like such a weight off your shoulders when you get it done, though.
Yeah, it really is.
So, after the tour, after the gigs that you've done over here, where's the next stop for you guys?
We're back, really, just hitting Canada and the States really hard. A lot of festival season, I guess. We got, just crazy amount of gigs pretty much booked up. Yeah, Shambhala is one we're looking forward to in the West Coast, BC. What's up? Yeah, Pacific Festival in LA. We got a mad decent block party in New York.
The manager's got it locked down. He's just shouting off, like, he's reeling it off.
He's got to remind me.
Yeah, but if anyone wants to hit you guys are at Who's Zed on Twitter,
yeah,
right?
At Who's Zed, yeah.
And what about, you got a Facebook or?
Yeah, you can go to www.whozed.com and that links to our Facebook. And
nice.
That's our more or less unofficial website. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. I remember doing a show with you guys in Edmonton, and a girl actually had the Zed logo tattooed right on her leg, right?
Yeah, she did. I don't know. Hooks was there.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That was nuts.
Yeah, there's a couple people who've gotten stuff tattooed on them.
That's crazy. I mean, again, like, going back to the whole tattooing thing, someone I know is like, we were at a gig and someone's come up and showed the whole album off on her leg, like,
wow.
But yeah, the tattoo thing still, the mind boggles.
That blew my mind.
Oh, man.
That
looked
really impressive to you, because I just met you.
Yeah.
This shit happens every day.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with, yeah. Yeah, though, you can't complain. That is what it's all about at the end of the day. Your fans love you that much.
Funny, actually. I was with Danny from Bear Noise, and I was walking around Toronto, and when he came there, and I never run into people on the street, but this day I ran into like so many people. I just looked like the most popular guy. It's so random. It was like I was walking down the street. It's like, hey, what's up, man?
That's always nice, yeah. Like, when you're walking through the club and everyone wants to talk to you, and you're like, yeah. And everyone's looking at you thinking, oh, who is this guy?
Like, to him, I must have just looked like Mr. Toronto.
Yeah. That could be made. We could make that happen. Like, maybe we should enter you into the Mr. Toronto. Do they even have that?
Yeah.
Could be a good look.
I've been working on it, you know.
Yeah. And you guys got the merch shit locked down as well. Like, I was over in Miami with you, and we were spotting the t-shirts at Ultra Music Festival. And I hear you guys got them into some stores in the US now as well, like...
Hot Topic,
that's the one, yeah. Yes, it's a strong look. Like, in the UK, our merch game is pretty weak. I go over there and, like, every guy's like, you want a tee? I'm like, yeah, I have a tee. I've just got a box full of tees now.
We used to wear them. That was, like, our kind of setup that we would wear. And then people just started asking for them.
So yeah. Oh, they love it. They love the merch over there, man. That's the big... I reckon that a lot of the artists, particularly in the States and that, are probably earning as much out of the merch as they are from their live shows, you know? Like, I remember when talking to Rusko, and he was saying, like, his fee almost doubles, like, just on merch sales every night. They're, like, selling out the merch. And
yeah,
it's nice. It is nice. It's a good look as well, man. It builds the whole brand and makes it all nice and official. It's a good look, definitely. So you guys are here for another few days. You fly back after Wednesday, right? You fly on Thursday, or?
Yeah, we fly back on Thursday.
Cool. So what you got planned in between now and then? Are you?
Trying to be productive. This was awesome. This came up real last minute.
It's
super cool that we got in touch with you. Like,
what, good timing,
half
man.
An hour before you came on yep. air.
I think the guys hooked me up. There's like on Twitter today. Is like, what are you up to? And I was like, yeah, here's my number. Literally in the car on the way to the radio. They're like, are you around? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way to radio. And I what? Yeah,
as soon as we heard back from you, we were staying up by Fulham, Southwest, right? And we had to jump right in the car. We were getting the set ready on the way in the backseat of the car. So.
Well, you did a good job, man. The set might have been thrown together. It definitely didn't sound like it. It sounded pretty good to me. So, yeah, well, thanks very much for passing through the show.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Big up everyone locked in. Zed's Dead live in the mix before. You can get the podcast online. Is anyone else you guys want to shout out? Anything else you need to get across?
Big up Rince for sure. Big up PlayStation for having us on here. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you for passing through.
Big up Matt the Alien.
Yeah, big up Matt the Alien for tuning in. Big up the Bass Mentality crew back home, Toronto, Canada, all that stuff.
Tricky One. And of course, Cody LaCush.
And what was that? Was it the Doors Road Massive or something like that? Big up the Doors Road Massive for putting these guys up while they're out here, showing them a good time in Fulham. get them to take you out down Fulham, man. It's a different kind of night out around there. Yeah, the clientele of them clubs is different. We got a TV program over here now called like something like The Only Way is Chelsea or something, and like, yeah, there's like a
big up our party in Toronto. Mentality.
Oh yeah, of course, Bass Mentality. If you're ever out there, like, Toronto's actually popping off. Like, a lot of people over here are always talking about Toronto now. It's starting to get like this sort of party rep now. Like, in the UK, definitely people are always excited about going there. So if you ever find yourself in Toronto, get yourselves down to Bass Mentality. I can definitely speak very highly of that one. Whoa, what's that? Is that me?
That's
my
shitty computer dying.
Big up the computers that die. This laptop I'm using has actually died about 4 times and resurrected. I'm starting to think it might be Jesus.
Yeah, this is that army laptop. Man.
Oh man, this is the army laptop. Like, it literally got a virus the other week, and it's survived that. So, I mean, I got a MacBook the other week. I'm still in the process of putting all my music onto it, but somehow it soldiers on.
It's a trooper.
That is why they use it in the military, obviously. He's a definite trooper. Right, sounds of Plastician. You've been listening to Zed's Dead in the Mix. Big up, guys. I'm going to get a couple more tunes in. We're up until 11. Then we got the sounds of One Man stepping up 11 till 1. Don't go nowhere. Sounds of Rinse, sounds of Plastician. Big up, Zed's Dead in the Mix.